Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in to the gym here at Fayetteville High School as the Lady Wolves get ready to take on the Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals. Should be a good matchup, about 5 minutes away from tip-off. A doubleheader tonight as we have the girls' game first, followed by the boys' game. Our early tip-off tonight is usually things are delayed due to a B-team game, but no B-team game tonight. So here about 5 minutes away. I'm going to step aside for a minute or two and go ahead and get some of these sponsors out of the way. Once again, we appreciate everybody that sponsors this broadcast and makes it possible. So we'll step aside. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den here on the campus of Fayetteville High School. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. The Lady Wolves host the Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals here in about 3 minutes. Starting lineups first for the Lady Generals. We'll have Lily Moss, Ashton Dark, Holland Gamble, Paisley Sharp, and Kenzie Woods. The starting five for the Lady Wolves, Katie Brasher, Anna Kate Blair, Addie Stanley, Layla Morgan, and Charlotte Kelly. Referees tonight are Tim Smith, Bo Parks, and Billy Paul Williams. So a veteran crew tonight to referee these two games. Don't forget the boys' game is following this. We'll also have coverage of it. Blake Bagley should be with me by tip-off. If not, we'll have a special guest on with us to get that one started. I got this one by myself, and should be a better matchup than the last time we were on air for the girls as the Lady Wolves handled the Autauga Academy Generals 50-10. So this group of Lady Generals looks to give us a a better contest tonight. That remains to be seen here in about a minute and 40 seconds as captains are at the center court circle going over things with the referees. Glad to have Coach Al Barnett back for this one as he was out of town the last time. Now the coaches head to the table as the referees will lay the rules down. So about a minute and 15 seconds to go before we tip this one off. And like I said, this one looks to be a great matchup as the Horseshoe Bend coach and Coach Al Barnett meets at the table. And there's the horn. We're about ready to tip this thing off. As Brennan Lewis gets ready to announce the starting five for both teams. Once again, Moss, Dark, Gamble, Sharp, and Woods, the starting five for the Generals. Brasher, Blair, Stanley, Morgan, and Kelly, the starting five for the Lady Wolves. We'll step aside and we'll get one more quick commercial in before we tip this thing off. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Welcome back as we are ready to tip this thing off. Player intros have now concluded, and Billy Paul Williams will get ready to tip this thing off. So it'll be Brasher and Kenzie Woods for the Wolves and the Generals ready to tip this thing off. The referees give the signal. Here we go. There's the whistle and the tip-off, controlled by the Generals. Picked off by Morgan. Over to Brasher. She'll give it to Stanley. She'll be pickpocketed by Dart, who'll give it to Woods, who puts it up. Nothing going. Rebound. Wolves going the other way. Blair will bring it up the court. Over to Morgan. Back to Blair. She'll bring it back around. Over to the far wing, Stanley. Back to Blair. Three attempt. Off the mark. Rebound. Holland Gamble. And it'll be general ball as Kenzie Woods will bring it up the court. Over to Gamble. Over to Woods. She'll put it up, and there's two for the Generals. So 2-0, 6:55 to go in the first quarter. 2-0, Horseshoe Bend. Stolen. Dart brings it up the court, over to Woods, and there's another two. So the Wolves will bring it up the court. Being pressured. Over to Kelly. She's trapped. She'll give it to Stanley. Fight for the basketball. Back to Kelly. Back to Blair.
Alpha!
Over to Stanley. Over to Blair. Tries to find space. Over to Stanley. Into Brasher. Off the mark. And it'll be out of bounds, and it'll be general ball.
22-3. You're good, Charlotte.
As Gamble gets ready to inbound this. And she'll inbound it to Dark. Dark over to Woods. Back to Gamble. To Sharp. And she's off the mark. It'll be out of bounds. It'll stay with the Generals. So Moss inbounds it to Gamble. She'll put it up, and there's 2-6-0, and Al Barnett needs a much-needed 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. The Generals' pressure is getting to the Lady Wolves. We just haven't found an answer for it. And hopefully we'll find the answer here during this timeout. 6-0 run for the Generals to get this thing started. Here's the inbound to Blair. Off the mark. Stolen by the Generals. Over to Moss. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound Brasher. To Kelly. Back to Blair. Blair will bring it all the way around. It'll be knocked out of bounds, and it'll go to the Generals. Here's the inbound to Dart. Back to Moss. To Wood. And a layup put in by Paisley Sharp. So the Generals' pressure getting to the Wolves as Charlotte Kelly ready to bring this thing up the court. It's knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Lady Wolves.
Hey, work on it, Ralph.
So 8-0, 5:12 to go in the first quarter.
Hey, we're going straight three defense. Hustle back.
And here's the inbound to Blair. She'll bring it up the court, being pressured by Dart. Over to Stanley, back to Blair, over to Morgan. She'll try to find space, couldn't find it, gives it to Stanley, puts up a three, it's long. Rebound by Woods, and the Generals will bring it up. Gamble. Over to Moss, it was off the mark. Out of bounds, it'll go to the Wolves.
Hey, look at that post in there.
So here's the inbound pass to Morgan. She'll try to get it up the court, being pressured by Dart. Pressure gets to Dart, gets it up. It'll be stolen by Blair. She'll bring it up the court down the near side. And it's picked off again as Gamble brings it up. She'll go all the way with it off the mark. Rebound Stanley. She'll bring it up. Pass to Blair, back to Stanley. Puts up a long three off the mark. Rebound Brasher. She'll put it up. And there's a much-needed two for the Lady Wolves. So 8-2, 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. General basketball. Over to Gamble. Back to Dart. Over to Woods. She'll put up a three off the mark. Rebound. Moss, and she'll put it up for two. So here's the pass to Brasher. She'll put it up and in. The Generals bring it up the court. Over to Woods. Thought about a three. Didn't take it. Back to Woods. It was wide open. But a double dribble will give the ball to the Fayetteville Wolves. as Kennedy Morris checks in for Layla Morgan. Nobody subs in for the Generals. They'll keep the same five on the floor. Here's the inbound of Stanley. She is being pressured. To Morris. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves. Over to Morris. And she is tripped. And it'll be Holland Gamble with her first foul of the game. First foul for either teams. 10-4. 3 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. As Blair brings it up the court, pass to Stanley. Stanley trying to find somebody open, picked off by the Generals. As Woods brings it up, she'll try to go all the way, and she is fouled by Katie Brasher. She'll go to the line for two, does Kenzie Woods. She'll sink the first. She'll put up second, sinks it, 12-4. Here's the inbound to Blair. General showing pressure once again, over to Morris, back to Blair, trying to break the pressure. Over to Kelly across the court. To Brasher, and there is a foul. Here's the pass to Blair off the mark. She goes up for the soft layup, and there will be a jump ball, and it'll go to the Lady Wolves.
Elevator!
Elevator!
2:30 to go, 12-4. Here's the inbound to Blair. Short. Puts up a three. It's going to be short.
That's all. No.
And it'll go out of bounds to the Generals. So Gamble brings it up the court. Over to Sharp. Picked off by the Wolves. It's Kelly. We give it to Blair, and they'll bring it up the court. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 12-4, Lady Generals lead the Lady Wolves. Here's the pass to Blair, inside to Brasher. This picked off by Woods. As Dart gets it. Over to Gamble, and there's an easy two for the Lady Generals.
Right here, right there.
You get over there.
Drop. So Kelly walks into a jump ball, and it'll go to the Lady Generals. Gamble brings it up over to Woods. She'll put it up, and there's two. Here's the pass to Brasher. Over to Manus. Over to Stanley. Back to Manus. She touches it. Couldn't get a handle on it. And it'll go to the Lady Generals. Gamble brings it up the court. Over to Woods. Sharp puts it up. Misses it. Packed in. And there is a foul on Ashton Dart. So here's the inbound to Blair. Inside of a minute. Over to Manus. Over to Brasher. She'll put it up. Too hard on the layup. Ball out of bounds. There will be a foul called on Kennedy Manus.
Hey, nice pass. Hey, good job breaking the crates.
As Gamble brings it up the court. Picked off by Kennedy Morris. There is a jump ball, and it will go to the Lady Wolves. Here's the inbound to Blair. Over to Manus. Back to Stanley.
Good.
Over to Blair. Over to Morris. And it's picked off by Kenzie Woods. And she'll go up for two.
Rebound.
Off the mark. Rebound sharp. Gamble.
Go.
It'll be rebounded by the Lady Wolves. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's the pass to Morris, and it's in for three. And that'll cut into that deficit right here before the end of the first half. So 16-7, the Lady Generals lead the Lady Wolves at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on, CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Start of the second quarter. The possession arrow shows General Basketball, and that's who will inbound it to get the second quarter started. 16-7, the Lady Generals lead the Lady Wolves. There's a three put in by Julia Kyson. Here's a pass to Stanley. She'll bring it up the court. Over to Manus. She'll try to go up. They'll say it was all ball, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Wolves.
Pancake, Riley. Right there.
Here's the inbound to Blair. She'll put it up off the mark. Jump ball, it'll go to. No, they're going to call a foul, says Billy Paul Williams. And it'll be Paisley Sharp with her first foul of the contest. Here's the inbound to Blair, who puts up a three. It's in. And Dart will bring it up the floor. Here's a foul and an and one. It's Paisley Sharp will go for the three-point opportunity. And it's off the mark. Rebound. Generals, as they miss the layup. Rebound for Fayetteville, and they'll bring it up the floor. And Stanley gets the pass from Blair over to Kelly.
Put it up!
And she'll try to shoot. And she is fouled. And that'll be another foul for Paisley Sharp. That's her second. They'll take her out, and in comes Timberland Woods. So two quick fouls, and she'll take a breather. Here's the inbound to Peyton.
Ready to meet it.
over to Blair, over to Kelly.
There we go, Charlotte.
And she'll work it in, and she is fouled, and we'll go to the line for two. And that is Janie Clark. So Kelly will put it up in and out. And Katie Brasher will check in for Addie Stanley. And she'll convert the second. That'll bring the lead to 10 for the Generals. As Kyson brings it up the floor. Three-point attempt in for Lily Moss. So Blair will bring it up the floor. The Generals showing pressure once again. The Wolves try to break that pressure. As Peyton goes for a long two, it's off the mark. Kyson brings it up. She'll pull back for a three, and it's in. So Blair brings it back up the court, trying to break that general pressure. Over to Peyton, over to Kelly. Over to Blair. Kelly. For two, it's long. Manus. We'll go to the stripe for two. And it'll be Lily Moss with her first foul. As Manus misses the first.
Send Charlotte to the top.
And a line violation on the Wolves. It'll be general basketball. So here's the inbound as Dark brings it up the floor. Kyson wide open. She's a dangerous shooter. She'll pull up for three. In and out. Rebound. Fayetteville. Over to Peyton. Over to Kelly. Back to Blair, and she'll bring it up the floor. Over to Peyton.
There we go.
Over to Blair. Over to Kelly. Back to Blair. Over to Peyton. And the Manus, and she's fouled, and will go to the stripe for two. And that'll be Lily Moss with her second. As Gamble ready to check back in for the Lady Generals, as does Kenzie Woods. First one missed by Manus. And checking out will be Dark. And Moss. 5:20 to go. 27-11 Lady Generals lead. The Lady Wolves.
You got it. Meet it.
Rebound off the missed free throw. Fayetteville. So Anna Kate loses the basketball over to Kyson. She'll bring it up the floor and in for two. And Barnett wants to talk this over. He'll call for a 30-second timeout. So 29-11, 5 minutes, 6 seconds to go in the second quarter, or period, whatever you want to call it. As the Generals' full court press is really giving the Lady Wolves fits. This timeout was much needed. Blair will bring it up the court.
Cut through. There we go.
Here's the pass to Blair. She'll put up a three. Off the mark. Rebound from Kenzie Woods, and she'll bring it up the floor. Here's Kyson. over to Clark, and she is fouled, and it looks like it'll be on Katie Brasher. No, it's going to be on Layla Morgan. And Clark will go to the stripe for two. Bounce high off the back of the rim. She'll miss the first. As Kennedy Morris will check in for Briley Payton. Clark misses the second, boxed out and rebounded by Katie Brasher as the Wolves will bring it up the floor. Morris trying to find somebody open inside to Charlotte Kelly. Trying to find somebody open now. Over to Morris. Over to Morgan. She'll put it up. Off the mark. Rebound Woods. And she'll give it to Gamble and she'll bring it up the floor. Over to Kyson. She'll put it up for three. Automatic. As Blair brings it up the floor. Over to Morgan. And she'll lose a handle of it. And Kyson will bring it up the floor. And picked off by Charlotte Kelly. And she'll try to take it all the way. And she'll lose a handle on it. And it'll stay with the Lady Wolves. As Abigail Hodnett will check in for Janie Clark. Here's the inbound to Kelly. She'll put it up, and she'll be off the mark. Gets her own rebound, loses it. Gamble over to Kotz. She'll bring it up. She'll put it up. Off the mark. Rebound Morris. Over to Kelly. And they'll say she walked. It'll go to the Generals. As Lena Batesel will check in for Kelly. Checking in for the Generals is Madison Smith for Holland Gamble. So here's the inbound to Kyson. Over to Woods. Inside, picked off Morgan. So Blair will bring it up the court.
Roger!
Over to Morris. Tries to find Blair on the inside.
Get it out of that corner, Wolf.
And she'll give it to Lena.
Dribble.
Back to Morris.
Good.
To Morgan.
There you go.
Morgan will try to bring it up. And she is blocked.
Stop the ball.
And Kyson will bring it up the floor. Missed the layup. Rebound Batesel gives it to Blair. She'll bring it up the court. Over to Morgan. Back to Blair. Over to Morris. Picked off by Woods. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. 2:22 to go. 32-11. The Lady Generals lead the Lady Wolves. Here's the inbound to Blair. She'll put up a three. Count it.
Hey, let's go. We got to get some stops.
32-14 now.
Hey, we got to know where 14 is.
And Kyson puts up a three to answer it right back. So Blair with another three off the mark. Rebound Batesel. She'll put it up. Rebound Timberland Woods, and the Generals will bring it up the floor. Here's the pass to Kyson. Back to Woods. Thought about a shot, but it's picked off by Katie Brasher. Blair brings it up the court. Here's a pass to Morgan. Back to Blair. Over to Morris.
Go back there.
To Morgan. Morgan puts up with two. And it's off the mark. Rebound. Generals. Kyson puts up a two, and it's off the mark. Ball out of bounds. It'll go to the Lady Wolves. As Liv Jones will check in for Kenzie Woods. And Stanley will check in. Confusion with the clock here. She'll check in for Brasher. Here's the inbound to Blair. 35-14. Here's the pass to Morris. Over to Morgan. She'll put up a long two. It's off the mark. Rebound Kyson. She'll bring it up the floor. Inside to Jones. To Woods, picked off Kennedy Morris. Be Fayetteville basketball inside of 30 seconds to go in the first half.
Move it quick.
Over to Morgan, back to Blair, to Morris.
All right, right there in the middle.
A layup attempt off the mark. Here's a three attempt from Morris. That's off the front of the rim. It'll be general basketball. It's Kyson. Brings it up the floor. And that is the end of the first half. So 35-14. Horseshoe Bend leads the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. We'll take a break and get ready for the second half and first half analysis. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
What makes something worth the drive? It's more than a price. It's how you're treated the moment you step on the lot. Hi, I'm Chris Kane. At Toyota of Sylacauga, we don't just say it, we show it. Every handshake, every deal, every service appointment, we earn it. That's how you know it's worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Are you looking for a financial institution that treats you like a partner? At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're a shareholder. Enjoy better rates, personalized service, and a range of financial products, including auto loans, mortgages, and business loans. Whether you're purchasing a home, refinancing, or investing in your business, Sycamore is here to help you achieve your financial goals. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega, or apply online today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
When the temperature drops, don't bundle up inside. Heat your home the smart way with an American Standard system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Trusted for performance and built to last, American Standard delivers comfort that goes the distance. Call the local pros who know how to keep you cozy all winter long. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Hi, I'm Ben Donahue with Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. If you're dealing with pain, stiffness, or recovering from surgery, we're here to help. My team at Donahue Physical Therapy takes time to get to know you, understand your goals, and create a plan that works specifically for you. You won't feel like just another number. We care about your recovery. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Halftime here at the gym at Fayetteville High School, 35-14. The Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals lead the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville, as Fayetteville still hasn't been able to find an answer for that general press. Hopefully they figured something out in the locker room during this halftime period, as both teams are coming out of the locker room ready for the second half, as they'll take a few warm-up shots. As Horseshoe Bend is just dominated in every which way you can think about. In this one, from beyond the line, from the charity stripe, mid-range, layup, anything you name it, they can just make shots from anywhere and everywhere. As we get ready to start the second half, I'll take another quick break and get ready for second half action. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks
to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allenburg Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the gym here at Fayetteville High School. 35-14. The Lady Generals of Horseshoe Bend lead the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville as we get ready to start the second half. Here's the inbound, and we are underway. This player gives it to Morgan. Over to Kelly. Back to Morgan, and it's picked off by Gamble. She'll bring it up the court. This picked by Morgan, and will go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Generals. So here's the inbound to Gamble. She'll put it up for two. It's off the mark. Rebound Blair. She'll bring it up the court. She'll take it all the way over to Kelly. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound. Kelly, she'll put it back up off the mark. Gets her own rebound again. There's a scrum for the ball, and that's a jump ball. It'll go to the Generals. And here's the inbound to Gamble. She'll bring it up the court. Over to Moss. In the wood, she'll put up a layup. It's off the mark. And Dart gets the rebound and the two for the Generals. Here's the pass to Morgan. Trying to find somebody. Over to Kelly. Tried to save it from going out of bounds, but it did go out of bounds, and it'll go to the Generals as Gamble brings it up the court. And this out of bounds. It'll stay with the Generals.
Stay three.
Corner. It was picked off by Blair. She'll bring it up the court all the way. Here's the layup, and it's in for two. 37-16, 6:35 to go, third quarter. Here's the pass to Wood. She'll put it up, and she is fouled. We'll see who the guilty party is. And the guilty party is Katie Brash.
Addie, you'll go the middle in three.
As Woods sinks the first. Henley McGinnis will check in for Katie Brasher. And Wood sinks the second.
Hey! Go for it! Flinch!
Here's the pass to McGinnis. Over to Stanley. Couldn't nobody get there. But it'll stay with the Lady Wolves. As Blair draws up a play over to Kelly. Over to McGinnis. She'll put it up for two, and she'll be fouled. And she'll get two at the charity stripe. And that'll be Paisley Sharp, and that is her third as she has now entered foul trouble. So McGinnis misses the first. Sharp will check out, and Clark will check in. McGinnis is second, in and out. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Billy Paul Williams will say it was off of a Wolves fingertip, so it'll be general basketball.
Got a rebound now.
As Gamble brings it up. Picked off Lady Wolves, Charlotte Kelly. It's knocked out of bounds, and she is fouled. And it'll be on Ashton Dart. Here's the inbound to Blair. Over to McGinnis. Over to Kelly. Back to McGinnis. Miscommunication on the pass, and it'll be Kenzie Woods bringing it up the floor for the Generals, and she'll get two.
Hey, run it again! Go, come on, come on.
Here's the pass to Kelly. She'll try to drive it in the lane. She'll mishandle it, and Moss will pick it off. Fight for the basketball. It'll go to the Generals. And a foul will be called on Charlotte Kelly. So here's the inbound to Gamble. Over to Kyson. To Woods for an easy two. Lady Wolves bring it up the floor. Over to Morgan. To Blair. Over to McGinnis. To Kelly. To Morgan. Mishandles it. Gamble bring it up, and she is fouled by Kelly. Two quick ones on Kelly. A 30-second timeout called by the Generals. So 43-16, 4:22 to go in the third. Generals just having their way with the Lady Wolves right now. So there's the first horn, and Tim Smith will say, let's get this thing going. So Fayetteville's got to find some answers here. They want to get back in this one. They have a quarter and a half to do it. Here's the inbound to the Generals. Miss layup, rebound, and a jump ball. It'll go to the Lady Wolves.
Was it on the first horn or second horn?
So Blair brings it up the court. Here's the pass to McGinnis. Here's the pass to Kelly. Fayetteville moving the basketball around as McGinnis tries to bring it up for a hard fault too, and it's rebounded by Gamble, and she'll bring it up the court. 3 attempts off the mark by Dark. Rebound Fayetteville. Picked off by Kyson.
Rotate down, Charlotte!
Here's the pass to Dart over to Kyson. And it'll be knocked away. And there is a foul on Janie Clark. She'll go to the strike for two. And that foul will be on Layla Morgan. As Kennedy Morris gets ready to check in. As Clark misses the first, Morris checks in and Morgan will check out. Here's the second attempt by Clark and it's in.
All right, y'all got your personnel to run it.
And the Lady Wolves will bring it up the floor. Here's the pass to Morris. Inside to Blair. She'll put it up, and she is fouled, is Anna Kate Blair. And she'll go to the line for two. And that'll be Dark. And that is her third, as she is now in foul trouble.
Hey, go back to three defense.
So Blair sinks the first. And Blair misses the second rebound. Generals. And Gamble will bring it up the floor. Over to Dart. Back to Gamble. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound Kelly. Over to Blair. Over to McGinnis. Here's the pass to Stanley. Over to Morris. Back to McGinnis. It'll be picked off. It should have been a foul by the Generals as Wood brings it up, and they'll get two.
Hey, let's get Flex a look. Flex.
2:35 to go. 46-17. Generals lead the Wolves.
Go at it. Go at it.
And there he is. A jump ball, and it'll go to the Lady Generals. As Woods will check in for Woods.
Hey, gotta get a hand in.
And Gamble will bring it up the court. Here's the pass to Dart.
There we go.
A miscommunication, and it'll be for basketball.
Hey, good job. Five out. There we go, Charlotte. Good.
Kelly with the basketball, directing traffic. Trying to find somebody open. And there is a tie up. It'll be a jump ball, and it'll go to the Fayetteville Wolves. Stanley inbounds it to McGinnis. Over to Blair. Tries to work it inside to McGinnis. Mishandles it. But she'll stay with it. Over to Stanley. Back to McGinnis. And she'll go up for two, and she is fouled. And that'll be on Gamble, her second. And McGinnis sinks the first. And Destiny Collins will check in for.
You were just picking at her, wasn't you?
Kennedy Morris. Second one off the mark. Rebound Wolves. Stanley over to Blair, who'll put up three off the mark. Rebound Stanley. Goes up for a layup, and there's a tie up, and it'll go to the Lady Generals.
Addie, you're on the floater. Death in the bottom. Hands up. Backside Hindley.
Here's Dart. Inside to Clark, and Clark will draw the foul, and she'll be fouled by Henley McGinnis. Clark's first one off the mark. Katie Brasher will check in for the second one off the mark. Rebound Lady Wolves, and they couldn't.
Two. Hey, I need somebody on the block.
It'll be general basketball. Here's the inbound to Woods, and there'll be two more for the Generals. 48-18, inside of a minute, third quarter. Kelly brings it up, and she'll double dribble. And there'll be another turnover. So Gamble brings it up. And there he is. Kyson with a rare miss from three. Rebound Fable. Anna Kate Blair brings it up the court. Over to Kelly. She'll bring it in, and she'll get two. Here's Dart. Picked off by Stanley. But she is picked off by Clark, and she'll get two. And that'll bring us to the end of the third quarter. And the half-court heave off the mark. Anna K. Blair, but we'll take a quick break. 50-20, the Generals lead the Lady Wolves. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Start of the fourth quarter here, 50-20. Horseshoe Bend leads the Fayetteville Lady Wolves, and here's the inbound to Anna Kate Blair, and we are underway with the fourth quarter. As Collins tries to find somebody, she'll find Katie Buller. She'll go up for two off the mark, rebound Blair, and she is fouled and will go to the line for two. Missed who that foul was on. And Molly Chrysler will get ready to check in. Blair misses the first. Chrysler checks in for Addie Stanley. That foul was on Liv Jones as Blair misses the second.
Ball, Kaylee.
And Jones will bring it up for the Generals. Picked off Anna Kate. Here's the pass to Collins. She'll put up two and this off the mark. Rebound, Generals. Kyson brings it up the floor. Coach Barnett wanted to carry it. He will not get it. Here's a pass to Smith. Picked off Bullard. She'll bring it up. She'll go for two, and it's off the mark. Kyson brings it up. Picked off Bullard. And Kelly will bring it up the floor. 6:40 go. Over to Collins. To Blair. She'll bring it in the lane. And she is fouled and will go to the line for two. And that foul will be on Abigail Hodnett, her first. As Blair sinks the first, and Briley Payton will check in for Charlotte Kelly. That one's short on the second attempt. And that is picked off by the Lady Wolves. Blair brings it up. And she will miss the two-point attempt. Here's the pass to... Can't see who that is. Sorry, the referee standing in the way. A three-second violation. And it'll go to the Lady Wolves. As Riley McDonald will check in for... Destiny Collins. Blair brings it up the court. 5:20 to go. Blair pulls up for a three. It's too far. And the Generals will bring it up with Kyson. Mishandled the pass. It'll be Fayetteville basketball.
Whatever side Molly goes to, run it again.
Yeah. Hey, Molly, get on the Rogers side. Hey, Brian.
Rogers.
Blair brings it up the court. She'll drive it all the way. A hard two off the mark. Rebound Fayetteville back up. Rebound. Generals. Kyson brings it up. She'll get the soft layup and the two. Blair to Payton, over to McDonald. Couldn't handle the pass, and it'll be a turnover, General basketball.
14, you got a good shot, girl.
Kyson with her three-point shot, and there's three. As Blair brings it up the court. Inside to Chrysler. A hard fought two off the mark. Kyson will bring it up the floor. And she is fouled. And will stay on the floor. Here's the pass to Hunter off the mark. Scrum for the basketball. Rebound Bullard. She'll be on the fast break. And she is fouled by Ellie Miller. As Kennedy Manis checks in for Anna Kate.
Pancake Molly.
Here's the inbound. Couldn't get controlled by Chrysler. There's a foul by Chrysler, it looks like. Sorry, that'll be on Manus. Kyson brings it up the floor. 2:20 to go. 55-21. General shot off the mark. Here's the pass to Kyson. She'll sink the three. So Bullard brings it up.
Alpha! Alpha! There you go, Bull.
So Bullard brings it up the court. Over to Peyton. Back to Bullard. Over to McDonald. To Peyton. She'll put up three and she'll sink it. Here's a timeout called by Coach Barnett. It'll be a full timeout, so I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Are you looking for a financial institution that treats you like a partner? At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're a shareholder. Enjoy better rates, personalized service, and a range of financial products, including auto loans, mortgages, and business loans. Whether you're purchasing a home, refinancing, or investing in your business, Sycamore is here to help you achieve your financial goals. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega, or apply online today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
.58-24 Generals lead the Lady Wolves. But 40 to go in this one. A miscommunication on the general pass to Kyson. Over to Miller. She'll put up a three attempt. Rebound Chrysler. It'll be Wolves basketball. Here's the pass to Batesel, and it'll go out of bounds. So Batesel inbounds it to Peyton. Over to Manus. Back to Bullard, who gives it to Kyson. She'll bring it up the court. She'll put it up off the mark. It'll be... Just stay with the Generals. Hodnett puts it up off the mark. Jump ball, stay with the Generals. We'll have a running clock to finish this one out. Three attempts. Kyson. .20 seconds to go, 58-24. Bullard mishandles it. Passes it to Peyton, over to Manus. Manus looks somewhere inside. She'll miss it. I think she'll still get two, even if time expires. They'll let her shoot her two. Manus sinks the first. And she will miss the second. That'll be it for this one.